Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text Number 17. Evam tadaiva bhagavan aravindanabhah. Svanam vibhudya sada atikrama arya rudayah. Tasmin yayau paramahansam mahamunina. Anveshaniya charanau chalayan sarisriha. Evam tadaiva bhagavan aravindanabhah. Svanam vibhudya sada atikramam arya hrudayah. Tasmin yayau paramahansah mahamunina. Anveshaniya charanau chalayan sahasriha. Translation and purport by His Loving Kindness A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. At that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabha, because of the lotus grown from His navel, and who is the delight of the righteous, learn about the insult offered by His own servants to the saints. Accompanied by his spouse, the goddess of fortune, he went to the spot on those very feet sought for by recluses and great sages. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord declares that his devotees cannot be vanquished at any time. The Lord could understand that the quarrel between the doorman and the sages was taking a different turn, and therefore he instantly came out of his palace, out of his place, and went to the spot to stop further aggravation so that his devotees, the doormen, might not be vanquished for good. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha. So we will read translation of 35 and 36, and we will continue with the 37th verse. When the doorman of Vaikuntha Loka, who were certainly devotees of the Lord, found that they were going to be cursed by the Brahmanas, they at once became very much afraid and fell down at the feet of Brahmanas in a great anxiety. For a Brahmana's curse cannot be counteracted by any kind of weapon. After being cursed by the sages, the doorman said, it is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. But we pray that due to your passion at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of a Godhead will not come upon us as we go progressively downward. Mavo anuptap kalaya bhagavata smriti ghno. See, this is what pure devotee actually desires from the Lord. We need to understand this. Whether in whichever condition they are put into, they never want to forget their Lordship. Now, this doorman, Jaya Vijaya, they realize that nothing in the world can counteract the Brahma Shapa by Brahmana's curse. And if someone gets that, then Akari Dando, because they got this punishment because of their negligence to respect the Brahmanas. So even at the gate of Vaikuntha, where only devotees can stay, and even if they insult Brahmana, they have to fall down from there. But what they desire, okay, now we have understood that we are not able to come over this. We have to suffer for this curse. But we pray at your feet that Bhagavata Smriti Ghano Moho Bhaved Ithatu Nunau Vrajator Adhodada. We may fall down from this place, but make sure that we should not forget their Lordship. Smritikno, this curse should not become the cause of forgetting their Lordship. And as we have seen, the prayers offered by different devotees, what they pray to the Lord. As Maharaj Kulashekar says, Diviva Puviva Mama Pivaso Swargeshu Api Narakanta Prakama Avadhi Rahita Mama Krishna Cheta Padara Vinde. Oh my Lord, let my mind always be fixed at your lotus feet. You may put me anywhere in this material world. Either you put me Divi, Bhuvi, anywhere. In the Divya Lokas, in Bhulokas, or maybe in the hellish planets. But let my mind be fixed at your lotus feet. Majjanmani phalamidam madhukaita bade mat prathani vanugraha esheva tadabhrutya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya bhrutyasya bhrutya smaramam lokanath. My Lord, please consider always me as your servant. And servant never forgets his master. So, that's the desire that pure devotee has. And when these things are going on, see the compassion of Lord. Lord, who is known as a Padmana, accompanied by his spouse, the goddess of fortune, he came to that spot where this incident is happening. He don't want it to aggravate that. And that's why he came here along with Mother Lakshmi. See that's the intense love that Lord has for His devotees. Because in Bhagavad Gita, He says, Name bhaktya pranashyati. My devotees never vanquished. As every mother, she is very concerned about the safety and health of the child. Same way, Lord is always concerned about our spiritual health and our consciousness. And to protect that, Lord, He Himself came at that spot. And then what happened? Tantva agatam pratirantu payakan swapumbeste chakrashatakash vishayam swasamadhi bhagyam hamsashiroyor vyajanayo shivave cholalachu Shubhrat Patra Shashikeshar Shikravambu. The sages headed by Sanak Rishi saw the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Vishnu, who was formerly visible only within their hearts in ecstatic trance, had now actually become visible to their eyes. As He came forward, accompanied by His own associates, bearing all paraphernalia, such as an umbrella, a chamara fan, the white bunches of hair moved very gently, like two swans, and due to their favorable breeze, the pearls garlanding the umbrella also moved. Like a drops of a nectar falling from the white moon or ice melting due to the gust of wind. In this verse we find that word achakshatakava vishayam. The Supreme Lord cannot be seen by ordinary eyes, but He now became visible to the eyesight of the Kumaras. Another significant word is Samadhi Bhagyam. Meditators who are very fortunate can see the Vishnu form of the Lord within their hearts by following the yogic process. But to see Him face to face is a different matter. This is only possible for a pure devotee. The Kumaras, therefore, upon seeing the Lord coming forward with His associates, who were holding an umbrella and chamara fan, were struck with a wonder that they were seeing the Lord face to face. It is said in Brahma Samhita that devotees, being elevated in love of God, always see Shyamasundara, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, within their hearts. But when they are mature, the same God is visible before them face to face. For ordinary persons, the Lord is not visible. However, when one can understand the significance of His holy name, and one engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, beginning with the tongue, by chanting and tasting prasad, then gradually the Lord reveals Himself. Thus the devotee constantly see the Lord within his heart. And in a more mature stage, one can see the Supreme Lord directly as we see everything else. Now here, in the purport, Prabhupada is discussing most important point. that only in a mature stage one can see the same Lord directly as we see everything else. Few people, they wanted to see Lord by their eyes.
Sometimes they ask something.
Where is God? Is he there?
Panditji, have you seen?
Definitely we have seen the Lord, that's why we are here. Otherwise, why we are here? Because Lord has different incarnations. And one of is that Archa Vigraha. So we are seeing the Lord. But whether you realize it or not, it is totally different with your perception. Because as explained here, you can see him, but in more mature stage of your devotional life. Because it's not possible to see their Lordship with the ordinary living beings. You need to have some qualification for that. And what is that qualification? That qualification is, either you should see their Lordship first in your heart. Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. You have to become a santa. You have to see their Lordship with the eyes anointed with the prema. And in this age of Akali, how to develop that prema? That can be done by beginning with the tongue, by chanting and tasting prasad. Then gradually the Lord reveals himself. Sevan muke is ivvado swayam eva spuratiya. So Lord, he reveals himself when you serve him through tongue. And how to serve him through tongue? By chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Madhuram madure bhyopi pavane bhipu pavana hare nameva kevala. If you really start tasting this holy name, this is sweetness of the Lord's holy name, then only you will realize that this is the most purest thing in this whole universe, or whole existence actually. And when you start relishing that, then only that Lord will get revealed gradually. By chanting, your existence will get purified. And again in the scripture it is said that to purify your mind, what you need to take is Lord's prasad. Ahara shuddhi sattva shuddhi. If your ahar intake is proper, then automatically your health will be good. Which health? Your spiritual health, your mind. Because whatever anna you take, that creates your mind. And that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Vishayira anna khaila tushta hoila man. And dushta hoila man nai krishnera smara. Jivera lalasa iti uti dhaya shishnodara parayana krishna nahi paya. all the satisfaction of tongue, if someone goes here and there, then what happens? Shishna Udara Parayana, that person becomes Shishna and Udara Parayana. Shishna means genital and Udara means stomach, belly. For the satisfaction of tongue, Udara and Shishna, if someone runs here and there, then that person is not going to get Krishna. So even here, as mentioned in this verse, Chatush Kumaras, who were used to see their Lordship in their heart, they got chance now to see the Lord face to face. See, Lord's pastimes are really amazing. What he wants to do exactly, only devotees can understand, nobody else. Because in this same pastime, it proves that was the first time when Chatush Kumaras, they are meeting the Lord face to face. Formerly only within their hearts, in ecstatic trance, had the darshan of their Lordship. And now actually becomes visible to their eyes. And now they are having the Lord's audience face to face. That's why in any way, if you are in association with the Lord's devotees, one day or another, you are going to have the Lord's darshan. That has proved here. We need to understand this. And that's why it is said that sadhu sanga sarva shastra kai. Lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hai. Here at Chatush Kumaras, they are associated with this Dwarapalas here for a moment actually. Even intention of giving their curse, when they curse this person, so Lord came out himself. Otherwise they would have gone inside and had a darshan. But here Lord came himself to give them darshan. So many things that Lord wanted to explain through one pastime. And as explained by Brahmaji that Premanya Shurita Bhakti Vilochanina Sandasa Devarati Yoshi Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam. Who is that? Yam Shama Sundaram, who is Achintya and who is a Gunaswarupam, who has a form. He becomes visible to them whose eyes are anointed with the love. And that means they can see their Lordship in a more mature stage. And in the next verse, it is said, Krishna prasada sumukham spruhaniya dhama snehavaloka kalayat radisam sprushantam shyame prithva urashishobhitaya shiraswasa chudamanim subhagayantam ivatma drishnyam. The Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction. And his affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and his broad chest is the resting place of Goddess of Fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. Purport. When the Lord came, He was pleased with everyone. Therefore, it is stated here, Krishnas prasadam sumukham. Sumukham. The Lord knew that even the offensive doormen were His pure devotees, although by chance they committed an offense at the feet of other devotees. To commit an offense against a devotee is very dangerous in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya therefore said that an offense to a devotee is just like a mad elephant run loose. When a mad elephant enters a garden, it tramples all the plants. Similarly, an offense unto the feet of the pure devotee murders one's position in devotional service. My goodness. Murders one's position in devotional service. On the part of the Lord, there was no offended mood because He does not accept any offense created by His sincere devotee. But a devotee should be very cautious of committing offenses at the feet of another devotee. The Lord, being equal to all and being especially inclined to His devotee, looked as mercifully at the offenders as at the offended. This attitude of the Lord was due to His unlimited quantity of transcendental qualities. His cheerful attitude towards the devotees was so pleasing and heart-touching that His very smile was attractive for them. That attraction was glorious not only for all the higher planets of this material world, but beyond, for the spiritual world also. Generally, a human being has no idea of what the constitutional position is in the higher material planets, which are far better constituted in regard to all paraphernalia. Yet, the Vaikuntha planet is so pleasing and so celestial that it is compared to a middle jewel or a locket in the necklace of jewels. In this verse, the words Sprihaniya Dhamma indicate that the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure because He has all the transcendental qualities. Although only some of these are aspired for by persons who hanker after the pleasure of merging in the impersonal Brahman. There are other aspirants who want to associate with the Lord personally as His servants. The Lord is so kind that He gives shelter to everyone, both impersonalists and devotees. He gives shelter to impersonalists in His impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas He gives shelter to the devotees in His personal abodes known as the Vaikuntha Lokas. He is especially inclined to His devotee. He touches the core of the heart of the devotee simply by smiling and glancing over him. The Lord is always served in a Vaikuntha Lok by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. As stated by Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasrashatasam Brahmasevyamanam. In this material world, one is glorified if he favored even a pinch by the goddess of fortune. So we can simply imagine how glorified is the kingdom of God in the spiritual world, where many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune engage in the direct service of the Lord. Another feature of this verse is that it openly declares where the Vaikuntha Lokas are situated. They are situated at the summit of all the heavenly planets, which are above the sun globe at the upper limit of the universe and are known as the Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. The spiritual world is situated beyond the universe. Therefore, it is stated here that the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, is the summit of all planetary system. So here the wonderful quality of Lord has shown, that is Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. That Lord, how he is equal to everyone. He is giving his merciful glance to offenders also, and he is giving the same merciful glance to offended also. But one has to be very careful while rendering your devotional service and always try to protect ourselves from committing a Vaishnava aparadha. Lord never takes any offense committed by Prabhupada says, very one important thing, sincere devotee. That does not gives you allowance to commit offenses to anyone, and especially with the Vaishnavas. Because if you commit offense at the lotus feet of the Lord, as explained here by Prabhupada, he never takes it. But still there are chances to get purified by taking shelter of the holy name. But if you commit offense to Vaishnava, then what happens? Nothing is there to save you. That song is by Narottam Das Thakur, where he says that Tomasthane aparade nahi paritra. Hari name, Hari sthane aparade, tare Hari naam, tomasthane aparade, nahi parin. There is no atonement even if you offend Vaishnava. And Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, it is a hati mata aparad. If hati becomes matta, matta means becomes crazy, goes mad. Then he runs loose, and what happens? He destroys everything. So same way Prabhupada says here, committing an offense against a devotee is very dangerous in devotional service. It's like murdering one's position in the devotional service. I'm really scared sometimes, you know. What will happen to our managers? Knowingly, unknowingly, they do so many things. And especially they do with pujaris. And Prabhupada says pujaris are the most elevated devotees, because they are rendering devotional service to the Lord directly, person to person. If you are not enough mature in devotional service, then it's really, really difficult. I was just wondering that, as Prabhupada said, that you just follow this and you will go back home, back to Godhead within this lifetime. Why we are not seeing that sort of a change in people? Now almost 4 or 5 decades has gone after establishing this. Very few whom you can count on your fingers. That many devotees we have seen really exemplary, who has taken this message seriously. And one thing is for sure, if you are long-lasting in devotional life, means you are protecting yourself from committing Vaishnava Aparadha. Otherwise, we have seen so many people came and gone, they were like a big stalwarts, giving big classes, seems to be having a more spiritual knowledge, but lack of maturity. If there is a lack of maturity, then knowingly or unknowingly you commit offense at the feet of Vaishnavas. And as Prabhupada says here, that murders your position in devotional service. You are killing your own self. So this is the one thing that has given more emphasis in this verse or first part of the purport. कहाँ लिखा?
ये एक थम बेटा मिला
था। किधर पढ़ा आपने? हमने तो नहीं पढ़ा यहाँ पे। कौन सा पढ़ रहे हो आप? आगे जाके कुछ पढ़ रहे हो क्या?
नहीं आगे नहीं, आप अपने आए हो आए जैसे लगता
है। अभी जो पढ़ रहे हो उसके ऊपर थोड़ा ध्यान देते हैं ना?
नहीं नहीं वही हम अभी पढ़े अभी पढ़े
Beginning of this whole epic, it is clearly said, Yoga Maya Mohita. If you go back in the verse, it is said, Yoga Maya Avritta.
But the Lord is behind that.
Lord knows that. He is doing all these pastimes, Lulila Koilo Suvista, Jivera Karani, for us. For him, it doesn't matter, but it matters a lot for us.
Doorkeepers, you know, elevated person, and just entering the Vaikuntha Loka. And if they are not given permission, oh, it's our unfortunate, so just we have to wait over here. They are not saying like that. They are ready to cross, and they are up to.
See, this is what?
Not tolerance, sir.
You may be at any position. This ego really matters. It makes you forget your own real identity. Vishuddhadas, they know their duty is that they should not leave anywhere. They were knowing this, who are this person. It is not that they were not knowing who are this. That's the...
They know, right? Jaya Vijay definitely know the Sanat of the Maharaj. Jaya Vijay was daughter of the sons. Jaya Vijay ka pata pita kaun?
Wo to kahi likha nahi hai Prabhu abhi tak. Kaun hai?
Koi to hogi, ab Brahma ji hai to koi hogi.
वैकुंठ लोक में जाने के लिए अनुमति जिनसे प्राप्त होनी है वो लोग वहां पे बैठे, तो उनको तो मालूम ही होना चाहिए कि कौन अंदर जाएगा कौन नहीं जाएगा।
आप लोगों को तो मिलना ही चाहिए, पता नहीं मेला नहीं, जो विवर्ण वक्ता को ईर्ष्या करता है उसको लास्ट जन्म में दंड मिलता है।
अभी वो कौन सी भाषा में, हिंदी में है या?
हिंदी में
कल से तो एक ही प्रश्न के ऊपर अटके हुआ था।
ठीक है, जो भी निश्चय करेगा वो फिर जोनी में तो आना ही है, गीता में भी लिखा है, जहाँ भी लिखा है।
और सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात यहाँ पे जो बताई गई है वो वैकुंठ लोक की स्थिति क्या है, कैसा है वो। जो लोग पूछते कभी कभी कहाँ है भगवान, किधर है, कहाँ रहते, तो यहाँ पे एड्रेस दिया है सारा। जाना है तो वहां पे जाके देखो या तो फिर यहाँ पे देखो, जिसको जो सुलभ। हरे कृष्ण। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। राधार महिमा प्रेम रूप सीमा जगते जानते के। Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.